If you have lived in an African home, have an African aunt or uncle or grandma, or you have been to an African church, you most likely are familiar with this prayer. My father, any evil eye sent from my mother's side or my father's side, watching me as a bed, monitoring me, what are you waiting for? I command you, be blind now in the name of Jesus. Every time I hear such things, I always wish they knew better, because if they did, they wouldn't bother praying that, because it already has been taken care of. Bienvenido a otro episodio de mi podcast. Wala bonos a mi Spanish. Okay, it means welcome to another episode of my podcast. I promised a double dose this week to make up for lost time, and here it is. Where are my consistent listeners at? Gather in here for a chilled bottle of malt. That's how we roll. We don't do alcohol. Many thanks to anyone who listened to the previous episode, Sandpaper and Sad Songs. If you have not listened to that episode, gosh, you really have to. You just have to. I might, you know, step on your toes, but you thank me later. Many, many, many thanks to IB Salawo, Ibrahim Salawo. I call him IB. He's been anticipating this week's episode since last week. You may know him on the socials as Unilag Olodo. Check him out on IG. I lost my job today, but I'll live. I mean, I'm thinking of another way to earn a living, but I'll live. Thank you for worrying about me. I will be fine. So, let's get down to business. Here is a mail from a fan of the King's Place podcast. It reads, "Hey Sharon, I love what you do on the King's Place podcast and IG." Thank you very much. "I reached out to you because I feel that my story is relatable. When I was in my final year, I lived with my aunt. She is such a sweet woman, but I'll describe her as paranoid." Okay, LOL. "Don't come at me," she says. "She was and still is a believer, but I'll describe her as a fearful believer. She's very religious about daily devotions in the mornings and evenings, but it almost seemed like a ritual that wards off evil spirits and keep them at bay till the next devotion." Interesting. "When an owl would hoot at night, she springs up from the bed and prays for it to be consumed by Holy Ghost fire. When a cat meows, which is perfectly normal, yeah, because in Africa, a cat is a possessed animal, she begins to pray. She has dreams almost every day, and they are never pleasant. She always reads meanings to anything and everything. She has read spiritual books on authority and God's power, but still lives like a chicken. I almost caught the flu, but I had to leave because some Christians really do not know how much power God gave them." From Linda. Thank you very much, Linda, for reaching out to the King's Place podcast. That's an interesting story, don't you think? Well, in my opinion, you know, I've seen a lot of these things. In my opinion, some Christians are too focused on terminating their enemies when the enemy, in fact, has already been defeated. You know, the Bible never mentioned anybody else but the devil as our enemy. So your brother's sister, your father's sister is not the one doing you. The devil is your ultimate enemy. For goodness sake, an owl is a nocturnal creature. Stop focusing on praying for the death of your enemies. Jesus Christ already took care of the enemy already. I remember watching a clip of Pastor Chris's teaching, and he said, forgive me, I have very stubborn kata that will not just go away. He said, he was talking about somebody being kidnapped, and he said, they will come and they want to kidnap you, And you'd be begging, oh, please don't take me away, please, please. And he said, you kidnap you? You should tell them, okay, let's go, let's go. You know, it really was funny the way he put it, but I'm like, they really cannot contain a person who carries divinity in them. That person cannot be captured. So I remember a friend praying for every poison in the food to be neutralized in the name of Jesus when we went out to eat. I'm like, first off, I never read in my Bible that Jesus commanded any yamayama poison out of any food. All he did was give thanks. I remember telling my friends this. See, when Jesus walked into a place, the demons in the body of that man recognized his presence and begged to be cast into the swine. Now, if you don't take anything else from this episode, take this. When a lesser, okay, to put it colloquially, when a lesser power meets a higher power, the lesser power will do what? Will bow. So the poison in that food, will bow. So the poison get mind, see, say, now you want chop the food, you can't stay there. I'll be the poison one collect. You don't need to pray it out. You go neutralize, go jackpa when you see you. Because the truth is, in as much as it is a poison, or the food has been poisoned, you know, how am I going to put it now? That's the presence of something negative. It's the presence of a negative force. And the Bible says that light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. So, or if the poison itself too gets strong here, it go neutralize inside your body. You know, feel me? So you step on something and you believe in a charm and it don't affect your leg. Let me tell you, divinity resides inside you. That is how much power you possess. You are on top of the food chain. You don't beg to live. You don't beg to get the job. God lives in you. Because of that, you cannot fail. Demons cannot possess your body. You know, I really hope this makes sense to you. And stop binding and casting what is already under your feet and live like a king. Kind of, feel my lines. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. Remember, whatever you think, you believe, and whatever you believe, you become. I did not say this in the previous episode, Sandpaper and Songs. Thank you so much for doing this with me. I will see you next week, Tuesday. Remember, you are on top of the food chain. You are a king. So live like a king.